Hi there. The word for today is welcome to the test. In Genesis 22, verse 16, God said to Abraham, "Because you have not withheld your only son, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven." Now, Isaac was the lifelong dream of a barren woman named Sarah and her impotent husband named Abraham. But the more God blesses you, the harder it is to keep that blessing from becoming an idol in your life. Money may be the best example here. The more money you make, the harder it is to trust the Almighty God and the easier it is to trust the Almighty Pound. Isn't it ironic that "In God We Trust" is printed on U.S. dollars, when money is the thing we often find most difficult to trust God with? Look, if you're financially blessed, it's a gift from God. Deuteronomy 8:18 says God gives us power to get wealth, but God doesn't financially bless us so that we can use it selfishly. He blesses us more so that we can be more of a blessing to others. The truth is, what you're willing to walk away from determines what God is willing and indeed able to entrust you with. He wants you to come to the place where you find your identity in whose you are rather than in who you are. You can base your identity on 1,000 things: the degrees you've earned, the positions you hold, the salary you make, etc. But you know what? If you base your identity on anything temporal, your identity is, well, it's a house of cards. There's only one solid foundation: Jesus Christ. So, what's getting between you and God? What feeds your ego? Where do you find your security outside of Christ? That is what you need to put on the altar today. Okay? That's the word for you today.